This section and the three that follow are useful for handling pain and negative emotions. In general, when people are fearful, anxious, angry, or irritated, and when they're in pain, they're likely to feel worked up, on edge, or agitated. People react differently, but the heart tends to beat harder and faster, muscles become more tense, and breathing becomes more rapid. It's possible that in the middle of a strong emotional reaction, you may be less aware of pain, but if so, the tension in your body will probably cause you more pain afterwards. Negative emotions are not good for pain, and pain is not good for negative emotions. So, if you can learn to reverse the reactions of your body, in other words, improve your ability to relax, you may have more control of your negative emotions and your pain. Relaxation can also help when you use it as a way of helping you to pace your activities. You can think of it as a way of winding down after a period of activity and a way of building you up before you start again. A relaxation session doesn't have to last for half an hour. Even a few minutes can help. You are completely relaxed when you feel physically comfortable, when your thoughts are pleasant or neutral, and when the muscles of your body are doing the minimum amount of work necessary to keep your bodily functions going. Your immediate response to this may be to point out that, because of chronic pain, it's very rarely the case that you feel physically comfortable. So you may see the goal of feeling comfortably relaxed as an impossible one. Chronic pain does make relaxing more difficult, but it does not make it impossible. You may have an extremely difficult job when the level of pain is at its highest, but one of the ways of stopping pain from reaching the top is by relaxing yourself as far as you can. Being relaxed is not an all-or-nothing thing. How relaxed we are at a given moment can vary from not at all relaxed at one end of the scale to completely relaxed at the other end. Relaxation skills are about shifting ourselves towards the more relaxed end of the scale. Some people seem to be better at this than others, but whoever we are, we can all improve our skills in this area. Like any skill, relaxing needs practice, so if you have a go at relaxation and find at first that you don't feel much different, do keep trying. People who are really good at relaxing seem to be able to do it in almost any situation. But most of us, particularly when we are trying to improve our ability to relax, need to make things easier for ourselves. Initially, it's a good idea to practice when you are in a quiet and non-stressful situation, when you have a reasonable amount of time, and when you are feeling fairly comfortable physically and emotionally already. At first, you're likely to make use of recorded instructions or instructions from another person. But one of the goals is to be able to become more relaxed whenever you need to, giving relaxation instructions to yourself. We may not need much help in learning to relax when it's quiet and we are under little pressure, but it's really useful if you can make yourself more relaxed in everyday situations or even in stressful ones.